Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and I am beyond excited to bring you this episode today, my interview with Gary Vaynerchuk. So many of you know Gary and are following him already, but for those of you that don't know him, you're going to not only get to know a little bit more about him and who he is and his philosophy and his fantastic personality, and you'll probably understand why people love Gary V so much, but you're also going to get to hear his health and fitness transformation that has been more recent in recent years. It certainly wasn't something that I saw him focusing on when I first connected with him back in 2008, and you'll hear that story of how he and I connected, the amazing influence he has had on my life and my business. In fact, I shared that story too, how Fitfluential would not be in existence if it weren't for Gary and his influence and advice in my life. Just to give you a brief clip from his official bio, for those of you again that don't yet know him, Gary Vaynerchuk builds businesses. Fresh out of college, he took his family wine business and grew it from a $3 million business to a $60 million business in just 5 years. Now he runs VaynerMedia, one of the world's hottest social media first digital agencies. Along the way, Gary became a prolific angel investor, venture capitalist, investing in companies including Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Uber, and Birchbox before co-founding Vayner RSE, a $25 million investment fund. Gary was named to both Fortune and Crain's 40 Under 40 lists in the past year, has been profiled in the New York Times, Fortune, and Inc. magazines, and is frequently sought to share his expertise on CNN, Bloomberg TV, CNBC, and many more. I can't say enough good things about this guy. I'm pleased and honored to have him on the show, and love this guy from the bottom of my heart. Enjoy this interview with Gary Vaynerchuk. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and today I have with me one of my favorite people on the planet and one of the main reasons Fitfluential even exists. Welcome to the show, Gary Vaynerchuk.
Kelly, I'm so pumped to be here. Thank you so much. So sweet.
Gary, so stoked that you are here. And I have to, in addition, you know, I told everybody about you in the intro, because believe it or not, there may be a few people on this planet that don't know about you and your awesomeness. But I have to tell a little bit of background contextually for those listening, what I referenced earlier, in that Fitfluential would not even be a company if it weren't for you. And that's the truth. And then I also want to share a slightly embarrassing story. I think I might make you blush just a little bit, but hey, that's how I flow. So for everybody that's listening, you have to know that Gary and I met on the Twitter. You know, he's one of several people that have been on the show where we met on Twitter way back when. I'm pretty sure it was the end of 2008. And I remember that a friend of mine knew that I had just lost my job when the market crashed. He knew that I was, you know, getting into social media and understanding it and kind of down because I wasn't able to. I was looking for a job and, like many folks, wasn't able to find a new job. And I remember that my friend George pinged me on Facebook and said, you know, I think that you would really enjoy listening to this YouTube video. It's like, I got to warn you, you know, there's a little bit of language in this. It might offend you, but I think you should listen to it because I think it'll strike a chord with you and I believe in you. And let me just say for everybody here, he was referring to, if you want to go after the show, we'll link it up. Go to YouTube and look up Gary Vaynerchuk's Web 2.0 speech. It's still on YouTube. I believe it's about 15, 20 minutes. But what's funny about George back at the time is he didn't know that once he told me there was swearing in the video, I was even more excited to listen. I'm a fan of swearing. I'm just going to put that out there. Even though my mom tells me that she wants to wash my mouth out with soap, to this day, I am a fan of swearing, just putting that out there. So I went and I listened to this YouTube video, and it really did. It just so hit home with me. I knew I had to become friends with this guy. I knew that I was going to learn from him, and that's exactly what happened. I connected with Gary on Twitter. That was back in the day, Gary, if you remember, that you used to do Ustream videos, live videos. That was the thing back then in 2009. So a lot of us that were friends and fans of you used to tune in and hear from you. Of course, fast forward to today, we have Snapchat, we've got Facebook Live, we've got all these different mediums, which is great. But anyway, it really was Gary's influence on my life and his friendship and his candid advice that pushed me in the direction of seeing a J-O-B wasn't necessarily the answer for me, and that if I believed in myself, I could start my own company. So that's part one. I want everybody to make sure they understand that it was Gary's influence on my life that for sure pushed me to found Fitfluential, and I am forever grateful, and I always want to give him the credit for that. Secondly, here's the second part and maybe the embarrassing part of this story. When I met Gary back again in 2008, 2009, and for those of you that are going to Google or YouTube search that video, look at Gary V back then and look at him now. I'm setting the stage for what we're going to talk about with his fitness story, but it is amazing to me the difference in what Gary looks like then versus now. What I'm telling you is, Gary, I think, in my opinion, and this is where I might embarrass you, Gary, I know you're married, you have an amazing wife. Little side note, for those of you that haven't bought Gary's latest book, Ask Gary V, make sure you get the audio version of that book, because he also tells the story of how he met his wife, and it is the best story ever, especially for you ladies out there. You'll love it. So Gary, I know you're married, but what I'm going to say is Gary's new focus on health and fitness and turning that around for himself, we're going to dive into that story. I'm telling you, the guy is aging backwards. Look at any pictures or videos of him back then versus now. I actually tweeted at him, I think it was probably about 3 months ago, and I'm like, dude, you literally look like you're 15 years younger now than when I first met you, when I first hosted him in Chicago for his book tour for Crush It. I mean, seriously, you look absolutely amazing. And if you weren't married, I may or may not have put the moves on you. I may or may not have been hitting on you. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm not ashamed. But again, respect your relationship. And I just have to tell everybody, I dare you, go look at any type of medium you can showing Gary V in 2008, 2009, 2010. Look at him now. He is aging backwards. He looks absolutely amazing. So that's actually a perfect segue, Gary. And I would love for you to share with folks that are listening, what was it for you that started this desire to dive into health and fitness and taking care of yourself?
So thank you, first of all. It's always been in the back of my mind. I knew that what I was doing in business, what I was doing in friendship, what I was doing in parenting, like that was all on point. But in the back of my mind, I knew that my health wasn't there, right? I knew that, you know, and I appreciate that I look better and all that stuff, but the way I was rolling, I should have looked 1,000 times worse than I looked back then, right? Like, my weight and just my body structure, my natural DNA, kept it in check enough that I wasn't 400 pounds because there was no good eating habits. There was zero, I mean, basically, there was zero exercise, zero, to the time I was 38 and a half when I did this. So here's what happened. I was on a plane. So Kel, just to the punchline, it's on the back of my mind since I turned 30. Crush It came out in 2009. I was 34. Like, you know, like it's been there, right? It's been there. And then I'm on a flight and I feel fine. It's not like I had heartburn or something. There's no funny story. I'm just sitting in the plane, head against the window, you know, and I'm sitting there and again, it pops in my mind randomly. I'm like, I really need to get my shit together. And I said, you know what? And right now, it's I'm like 38 and 5 months in, right? On my way to 39. And I go, you know what? Fuck it. At 30 is when I said, you know, I've got to change my business. I'm doing it well. But if I really want to buy the Jets or really accomplish crazy things, I have to make a huge turn. And on my 30th birthday, I made that turn mentally. I started Wine Library TV a couple months later, did literally November 15th, the day after my birthday, put the pieces in place to launch in February. And it's changed my life, right? And it's changed my life. And so I said, you know what? I'm gonna do the health version of that on my 40th birthday. And literally, even before I landed, so that was on the ground on a 2-hour flight from Florida back to New York. And before I even landed, so somewhere within 3 hours, the conversation with myself went from, the hell am I gonna wait to 44? I'm gonna do this at 39, right? Like why am I gonna wait, right? Like, why am I gonna be worse? Like, if I'm doing it, let's do it. And then I said, wait a minute, like, why am I gonna wait to November? This was like March, right? I go, let's do it now. I land, I call my last trainer. So at this point, I've had 2 or 3 trainers, but they've always been like, I've worked out 5 times in 53 days, canceled, you know, 90% of them. And I said, Mike, I need to find somebody. So what I did well, Kelly, is that I figured out what I had to do, which was I needed to be accountable to somebody else besides myself. If I can say anything to anybody listening right now, I genuinely believe this is a binary game. Either you keep yourself accountable or you're gonna be accountable to somebody else. I think a lot of people that struggle with fitness and health and fitness, and really probably in life in general in different disciplines, is they're unable to be accountable to themselves. And honestly, the reason I think I'm good at business is because I'm accountable to other people. If you think about my life, I went right into my family business. I was doing it for my family, and then I was doing it for my brother, and then I'm now, even my, you know, back to Ustream, I was doing it for you. Even now, I'm doing it for them. Like, I'm always doing it for somebody else. That's my natural state. I even see it in my 2 children. That's how my little guy Xander is gonna be. He thinks about his sister first, then himself. It's just my default. And so, but in health, there was nobody else to do it for. So I figured out that I needed a full-time health person that was not my full-time trainer, that was my full-time health person, meaning they only worked for me, period, end of story, that I would make that big financial commitment and that I would be accountable to that person. So I called Mike, I said, do you know somebody? And he said, well, I would do it. I go, whoa, you're gonna give up all your other stuff? He's like, yeah, it's worth it. I wanna build an online business, I'll do it with you. And so that's what started. I'm now, you know, 2.5-3 years in. Mike did it for 2 years now with Jordan. He'll do it for 3 years. He's 6 months in. It's been game changing, Kelly. Like, game changing. And by the way, just to get cliche shit out of the way, I don't have more energy. It's not like I feel any, I don't have more clarity. I'm stronger. You know, I'm stronger. And I'm much more athletic and nimble. I've been really chopping away at like my inefficiencies in different parts of my body. But most of all, I feel good about the long term. I know when I'm 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, I'm gonna be in a better position than if I had not done this.
I love that story, and there's so much that you said there that's amazing. But one of the things I wanna point out, I'm pretty sure that you'll agree, and this is something I'm passionate about getting across with the podcast here, is people that haven't started on their fitness journey, they tend to compartmentalize. They tend to look at fitness like it's just one little sliver of life. And what I would suggest, and I'm pretty sure you would agree, is once you start down a journey or a path towards better health, towards better fitness, towards improving your life, it's not a compartmentalized effort. It ends up affecting all of the other areas of your life in positive ways. It helps you become better at work. It helps your sleep, which helps you again become better at work. You know, you have a wife and 2 kids. It can help you be a better father. And so it's not something that can be just pushed off into one corner and it's just a teeny little part of your life. It's something that affects everything. Would you agree?
And honestly, Kel, I'm doing it for myself. Like of course I want to be there for my kids. I want to be there for myself more. Like, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? This is just, I mean, I hate working out naturally. Even now, I do it I work out 7 days a week, 7. I'm in the gym every, you know, and one day maybe a stretch or things that change, but nonetheless, like, it does not come natural to me. Like, as a matter of fact, my belief in like what people can accomplish in business has grown by my accomplishments around my health, because I'm such a big believer in DNA and natural kind of talent and destiny and hard wiring and your environment. But the fact that I've been able to, for example, I know I'm bouncing around here, my mother, who knows me the best, is more impressed with my accomplishment of this than the fact that I will buy the jets, that I will, you know, transform people's lives. She knows I'm naturally charismatic and was a leader. She knows that I can build businesses. She's baffled and stunned that I've been able to hack this thing that doesn't come natural to either one of us. And obviously as a mom, she's so pumped for me. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Like, everybody listening right now, like, I think the thing that I want to get across is, as I've done this, more people in the fitness space have paid attention to me because of the combination of me going through this and because of Instagram, right? I think you know this better, Kel. We met on the Twitter land, right? But and we haven't talked about this in the past. You know, Instagram was built for the fitness community, right? It's so visual, it's print. If you look, you know, obviously attractive people over-index and things of that nature, fine, all that cliche stuff. But the thing that's been fascinating to me as I've gotten to know the fitness world, and especially as everybody now is an entrepreneur, is so many people are great at, you know, who are listening right now at the reverse. They're killing it with their abs and their asses popping and they've got nothing but muscles and everything's great, but and they know that it takes hard work and there's no supplements, there's no steroids, there's no shortcuts. You know, it blows me away that like it's just the work, right? Either you do it or you don't. But then when it comes to business, they're looking for some algorithm or some landing page optimization or some miracle way to do a shortcut in business. And that to me has been the most fascinating thing getting into the fitness world. People that have spent 15 years on their body and know there's zero shortcuts to that success, then when it comes to business, miraculously switch into a totally different person like I was in health and think that there's some miracle that you can like figure it out when there's no way other than the work.
I could not agree more. And this tends to be every time we talk, I'm just over on the other side of the thing going fist pump. I agree. I mean, one of the reasons that when I first connected with you, why did I love what you said in that Web 2.0 video? It was like, cut the crap, people, get out and do the work. And I don't think there's enough folks out there, whether it's fitness or business related, that are telling it like it is. Like, this isn't glory days every day. This isn't supposed to be easy. Anything that's worth it is worth working for. And you've always had that attitude of like, cut the crap, do the work, quit whining, quit complaining, and that's how you're gonna get ahead.
Kel, you know what it is? There's just no alternative. Like here's the punchline. Like, you know, I love when people, like, I don't care what you think, whether you think I'm right or I'm wrong. All of this advice is only what's, you know, first of all, you need to know yourself. This is what works for me. I only want people to use me as a proxy. You don't have to do it my way. Do you? My definition of an entrepreneur, my definition of doing it right, my definition of legacy, it's my definition. But here's the punchline. Nobody's gonna feel sorry for you. Like, who's gonna feel sorry for you? I'll tell you who's gonna feel sorry for you. Oh, you know who feels sorry for you? Your other enabling losing players around you. It's just one fucking losing circle. Like, either you're hanging out with people that are dragging you down or you're hanging out with people that are lifting you up. But I promise you this, every winner in your life has zero sympathy for you. I don't know what everybody, like, you're gonna be 90 and you're gonna look back and what? Like what? This is it. And so, there's just so much complaining. There's so much cynicism. There's so much, you got lucky. There's so much, everybody just wants to point at other people. Point at your fucking self. Like Trump or Clinton or the economy or being an immigrant or being a female or being a minority or being from a bad neighborhood. All true. Do I believe that females and minorities have it tougher in society? Yes. The problem is, nobody's gonna feel sorry for you. Like, it doesn't change anything. You could be part of the change by fucking winning and then using your money and power to change shit.
Fully agreed, as usual. You know, that makes me think one of the things we've talked about, again, both in the context of business and fitness, and certainly what we're discussing here today is you talked early on about accountability. And that's how when you started your fitness journey, you made the decision you needed someone to keep you accountable. And that's also what works for you in business. And I tend to agree that once you start down that path of improving your health and your wellness, once you start down a path of potentially maybe starting to build your own business or moving in a more entrepreneurial direction, you want to be accountable to people that are going to lift you higher, that are going to push you further and not baby you and pull you down. Do you agree that in order to maybe quit what you've been doing in the past, quit whining, quit complaining, quit, you know, stagnating or staying in the same place, you've got to surround yourself with people that are going to propel you forward.
You know what's funny? It's funny, Kel. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but I've been very hot on self-awareness for the last year. And I've been talking a lot about it, but it's funny. And I'm feeling it in my soul right now. I'm really going to start. I can feel it emerging. We need to talk more about the people surround themselves with. It's a big one. And you know where I'm seeing it? I'm seeing it around my people. I'm seeing it around my team. Like, it's so crazy. When I think about Nate, and Phil, and D-Rock even, like, I've thrown this out in the past. Like, it's fun for me to watch them go from whatever they are to, over a period of time, more confident, more accountable, harder working. Like, even with some of them, like, they start becoming a little cocky and I start, like, laughing. Like, It really matters. It really genuinely matters. Like, I remember making the transition from the wine world to the tech world, and when I started hanging around with the people that were inventing Twitter and Facebook and Dig and Ustream and all these things, like my ambitions changed. Like I was already like in a big place, but it was inspiring, and it was people, there's so many people that just want to hang around with other people that complain about the same stuff. It's loser mentality.
A lot of times people that are starting down that journey find themselves at a crossroads, right? You want to improve your life. You want to improve your fitness. You want to improve your business. And you're starting to hang around with people that are on that same path. But what do you do with the people that were in your past or in your work life or in your maybe lack of fitness life before? You know, are we suggesting that you abandon them? Are we suggesting that you cut everybody off? No, that's not the case at all. In fact, what's the word fitfluential means? It means having a fitness influence on others. Do you agree that once you start down that path of improving your health, improving your wellness, improving your spiritual life, improving your business, whatever it is that you're pursuing, it doesn't mean locking people out just because you're accountable with people that are propelling you forward and challenging you to do more. You're actually still, in your own way, finding out how to spread the love, spread what you're doing, sharing that news with other people and encouraging them to do the same.
You know what's funny? With me, I'm very insular, but what I will tell you is because of my natural state, it's not so much that I want to surround myself with people that are doing that, though I think that's right and I think that's common and this is now me just being me. What I'm doing is I'm just on the aggressive offense of the people around me, right? Like, with like the people that can handle it, I kind of razz them and I'm like, hey, I can do more push-ups than you, and like, let's go. With people that are a little more sensitive, I'm subtle. I'm like, hey man, we need to eat better. We it's inspiring me to go on the offense around the people around me that I care about. I was at a Jets tailgate a couple weeks ago and went up to two of my younger friends and was like, hey, it's time to like get into better eating habits and like get your shit together. And not because, and I tell them, I'm like, look, I'm not a hero now that I'm in shape. Like, this is just like, again, it's just binary. Like, it's because I care about you and I want you to win and like take it for what it is. But I'm putting the pressure on them. Like, I feel a sense of responsibility to not just hold it in. If you're listening right now and you're the positive or optimistic or strong friend, I feel like optimism and positivity is suppressed and negativity is so loud. And I feel like, especially now, even with the election season, it's all negative. You know, social media, it's all negative. It's so combative. I feel the people that are listening here that are positive and on the offense, you need to take that positivity, even if people don't want to hear it.
Gary, you know, one of the things that we always talk about, that I've always talked about on my social platforms, we're certainly going to be addressing it here on Fitfluential Radio, and something you talk about, of course, in your own way on your social platforms is, you know, you're a positive person. You're somebody that doesn't like complaining or whining. And I remember early on when I first heard you talking about just being nice. And for everybody listening, I want to tell you, I've obviously known Gary, I guess it's going on 8 years now. And I can tell you firsthand that when he's saying that he's focused on being kind and being nice and not complaining, he's not just putting that out there and being a complete hypocrite. I have witnessed firsthand multiple times that he walks the walk. In fact, you know, we actually had some issues first scheduling this podcast interview, and Gary had to move some things around. And for somebody that's as busy and committed as Gary is, he could have easily, when we first had a conflict, you know, told me, hey, you know what, let's push you four months out, let's do this. But he actually really made a concerted effort when we had to move our time to fit us in on the same day. There was actually another instance where we had just a teeny little misunderstanding or miscommunication between agencies and staff, and he went above and beyond the second he knew that I was even the littlest bit upset about anything to reach out to me on every social media platform and text and work it out. And that's somebody that was all behind the scenes. You know, none of you saw that. And I know that he's doing that again and again and again. I saw it when he was in Chicago, when I hosted him for the media tour for his first book, Crush It. We actually did like a 3-hour talk. It was almost like The View before The View was even a show. We sat around and talked. We had 250 people in the room, and he answered questions. And then the show was over, our little show, and he stayed afterwards and literally spent time taking photos and talking to each individual person at that event. 200 people. And I can tell you, I was so worried about him. I was like a mom. I'm like, Gary, you look tired. You need to sleep. We got to take you to the airport in the morning. He's like, listen, I'm here to meet every single person that showed up for me. This is somebody that actually really is living this, walking the walk, and caring. I am a firm believer, Gary, and I know you agree, but I want to see how you'd answer this, that when you live your life that way, when you live with good intention, when you live and you give a crap about people and you care and you are a person of your word, it permeates all of the other areas of your life. I firmly believe it. I firmly believe when you look at people that age well, that look amazing for their age, they're happy, they're positive, they care about other people. It's not just a vague idea that I'm putting out there. It actually has merit. And I know that there have been studies that have proven this. So giving a shit, as you would say, Gary, counts, right?
Yes, and I'll tell you another thing, and this is gonna be a curveball to what you just set up, but it's very important everybody hears. I'm the furthest thing from, like, I genuinely wake up every morning and say, maybe today's the day I do something bad or not good. Like I don't cripple myself or think that I'm better than anybody. I, to your point, and you know, and through our circumstances of scheduling this, like, I like people. Like I got lucky, right? Like, I'm hardwired to genuinely be empathetic and care about others, and that is paying me enormous dividends. I love how people talk about me behind my back. To me, I live my life for that. Not what people tweet because they know I've got public power and there's no reason to fight me publicly, right? That's easy. A lot of people have that. Bad people have that because of power, right? I don't want that. I want what people are saying about me at a three-person dinner when somebody doesn't know me and says, hey, how about that hotshot who thinks he's fucking so great, that Gary Vee? And then two people are like, let me tell you a real story. And they're like, whoa. Like, I get an email every single day of something of, I thought you were just cocky and arrogant and brash, and I was at dinner with my best friend who, like, doesn't even know this world, and she told me a story of what you did for this lady. Like to me, that is everything. So I guess the punchline for me is very simply that yes, I do think it bleeds over, and that. It's important, and if you're good, karma plays out and all this good stuff happens. But I do think that the other thing that everybody needs to be focused on is not crippling themselves to be living at a standard of that they can't live up to. For example, I genuinely know that I'm a human being and I'm capable of making mistakes and things of that nature, and I'm conscious of that, and I don't think I'm better than anybody. I think that I was parented extremely well. I think I am naturally a nice guy. I think there's a lot of nice guys and nice people. I think the one thing for me is my ambition of legacy and like where I want to be and like the life that I want to live has me doing it in public more, which pushes me to such high levels of ambition of my personality. And so, like, Kelly, there's also another thing. Like it's just a genuine one-on-one thing, right? Like when I got an email from you and saying like, hey, like this got caught up in your team and like we have, like I care about you. Like we have a relationship, like Crush It is a long time ago. Like you hustled to, that was a fun event. Like I remember 50 things from that event. Like I just don't, here's a great way to end. Anybody that's listening, let me promise you one thing. Money, power, fame, it changes nobody. All it does is exposes who they actually are.
Gary, everything you have said today, as usual, is just like, I'm across the room here, across the country, just high-fiving, fist pumping. I wish I could have you sit and do a podcast for like 8 hours. I mean, seriously, I could talk to you all day. I would love for everybody to hear from you all day, but clearly we can follow you on any number of social media platforms and learn from you. Thank you so much for taking the time, because I know you're swamped and it has been such an honor to have you on the show, considering again what I said at the beginning, you are one of the primary reasons that Fitfluential even exists. So for those that are listening, obviously a lot of us know where to follow you, but where would you tell people is the best place for them to tune in to all things Gary Vee?
I appreciate that, and thanks for that. Go to facebook.com/Gary. I'm not worried about anybody buying anything. Like, I know what I'm doing here, and my purpose is very simple. I'm capable of making tons of money building businesses. I don't need the personal brand part of it. I need people to start doing shit and sending me emails. Like, you know what I need? I need the way you started this show, which is my work on social media 7 years ago inspired you to do shit, and your life is better because of it.
Gary, you are the bomb.
Love you.
I love you, man. Thank you so much for being on the show. Everybody that's listening, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We hope to get Gary back on the show, and we'll see you soon.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit FitFluentialRadio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.